Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's Fort Recovery tangling with, once again, the Tri-Village Patriots tonight. Tri-Village, outstanding team indeed. 11-4 on the year. Fort Recovery comes in at 9-6 on the campaign. We're hoping for a good game, but Tri-Village is pretty tough. Their junior varsity team just won their 59th game in a row. You can believe that. Junior varsity team beating Fort Recovery 71-40 this evening, winning their 59th game in a row. And, I mean, they were hot shooters indeed, that is for sure. We're going to have Coach Bobby Leverett with us here in a moment. Pause after we pause for this commercial break. We'll return in just a moment. Again with Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. You're listening to WPGW FM at 100.9 on the radio dial and also FortRecoveryRadio.com this evening.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Bob Leverett with us, the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And, hey, off the snide, got the victory against Graham the other night, which broke that little losing streak we had. Now we can start a winning streak.
Yeah, we had five in a row that we lost that were ever to some good teams, so nothing to be ashamed of. But, I thought in that stretch here, we had a little sickness. We had a couple guys injured, so we seemed like we kind of played a little bit better, if that makes any sense, when you're losing. But I guess we did things better through that stretch and finally got off the snide Saturday night. So hopefully a little bit of confidence going here into tonight.
Well, tell us about the Graham game. How did that play out?
We came out and jumped on them early, 14-9 after the first quarter. Second quarter, they fought right back. They were actually up one at halftime against us. So we had to have a little powwow at halftime and rally the troops. And after that, I kind of challenged them because we weren't really talking very well on defense. And that's the difference in it, it just takes one guy taking a break and not talking on defense, and you give up a point. So that was the challenge at halftime, to come out and do everything right defensively. And then from there on, we pretty much kind of dominated the second half. End up winning by, I think, 9. Landon Post got hot fours and hit 4 threes. Overall, it was just a good team win.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that indeed. And tonight, a team that's had a great tradition, really, Tri-Village Patriots. You beat the Jay County Patriots earlier in the year. Let's beat the Tri-Village Patriots tonight.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah, Josh has got a great program going on down there. Always a good battle with us and them, all the way back to the Coach Patch days when we would go and play them. So just a good opportunity tonight to play a good team, kind of a good way to get ready for St. Henry on Friday night, you know, just to kind of gauge us a little bit here.
Yeah, absolutely, that's for sure. Yeah, you don't want to beat St. Henry, do you?
No. We want to be ready Friday night.
Yeah, St. Henry, arch rival. Would you say they're the biggest rival of Fort Recovery?
I would say overall. I mean, Marion and Coldwater are obviously right there, but if you go all the way back to the history of Fort Recovery basketball and St. Henry basketball, that's probably the biggest one for sure.
Well, here we are about halfway through the season, and so how do you rate your kids right now?
I'm pretty happy with where we're at. You know, obviously I wish we had a couple fewer losses, but, you know, like I said, overall I think we're playing pretty decent ball right now. I'd give us maybe like a B-. I mean, we've got some stuff we've got to fix before we get to tournament, but overall I'm pretty happy with their effort and everything.
Once again, our guest Bob Leverett here on a Tuesday night as Fort Recovery is hosting Tri-Village tonight, the night before the big snowstorm. I guess we picked the right date for this one. Hey, explain to me. I haven't really been in the loop on what's happening with the way the sectionals are going to be paired up. So what's happening there?
Well, so there's a few districts in the state of Ohio that have used, it's called a Martin RPI. So basically it's a computer-generated seating system. So you punch in your schedule, and then that in turn says, okay, well, you played this school, they're a 5, you know, this school's a 3, and then it gives you back where they think you should be rated. So instead of having the coaches, you know, vote and have you seated, this computer system is going to give us our seeds, and then we'll pick where we go from there.
So you do have some choice.
Yeah, we'll have a choice, but it's going to tell us when we pick, basically, instead of your fellow coaches saying, hey, man, Fort Recovery has played a tougher schedule than so-and-so. We feel that they're better, even though their record's not as good. So an instance last year was Cincinnati Taft, who plays a bunch of big schools across the United States. They were like, 14-8, and they got a really low seed. Well, they're really, really good. They ended up winning state in Division III. So the coaches, if they would have voted on it, they would have had them as a higher seed. So that's kind of the eye test is what you miss out with on this RPI, Martin IPI thing.
And I take it from what you're saying, our district is one that's involved in the computer.
Our district did not want this to happen at all. We got drug in with district 9 and district 10, I believe. And they didn't really do any homework on it, and they just agreed to do it. Our district's pretty good about doing homework on stuff like this, and we're like, whoa, guys, we don't want this. Well, by then, it had already been voted on, and here we are. So
you've got it, whether you like it or not, huh?
For this year, anyways, yeah.
We'll see how it all pans out. When is that day, by the way?
Yeah, our tournament draw is February the 5th, that Sunday.
Okay. All right, tell us about Tri-Village, what your concerns are here.
They got the Finkbein kid inside, who's a 3-year starter, 6'5". Suggs, a 6'1 guard. He's 4 points away from 1,000. So he'll probably get that tonight unless we really do a good job on him. Slusher's another. Their guards can just flat out shoot it. They're scrappy, and they don't back down from anybody. They kind of come in. They're kind of like a bully, you know. If you don't stand up to them, they will bully you right out of the gym. So that's kind of been our talk with our guys is, hey, we're just as strong and athletic as they are, just as skilled. We just have to come out and just not get pushed around.
You all healthy and everything?
We were yesterday. I told, probably jinxed myself, I told Toby that yesterday's practice was probably the first practice since Christmas that we've had everybody there. And then I get a text from my son Rex this morning that says Daniel's homesick and Troy and Alex don't feel good. So Daniel came back to school. He says he's feeling okay. Troy says he don't feel the greatest, and Alex is just Alex. So we'll be fine.
Okay. Hey, the challenges of being a high school basketball coach, that's for sure. Starters tonight then, Bobby?
Yeah, the same as usual. Troy Homan at the one, Landon Post at the two, Rex Leverett at the three, Cale Ramel at the four, and Daniel Patch at the five.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bob Leverett, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here tonight. It's Fort Recovery and Tri-Village this evening. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse coming up in just a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and we're set to go here. Cale Ramel jumping for Fort Recovery, and the tap does go to Tri-Village. As jumping for Tri-Village there was Justin Finkbein. He's averaging 11.4 points a game, by the way, one of their leading scorers. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Right away, Dalton DeLong drills a three to make it 3-0 Tri-Village in the lead here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and in Bern, Indiana. And the family dentistry office of Dr. Kim Vormore would like to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's game. There's Daniel Patch. He misses a three. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. Dr. Kim Vormore recently purchased the family dentistry office from Dr. Thomas Banta. She's the wife of Dr. Joseph Vormore in Portland. So good luck to Dr. Kim Vormore. Thanks to Dr. Tom Banta for all his years of service. And he will be staying on for a few months to help with the transition from Dr. Banta to Kim Vormore. There's a shot up and no good by Tri-Village. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. Again, Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. She is accepting new patients. And again, Dr. Banta will continue to be there for a period of time, for a few months, helping with the transition. It's 5-0. Two-point basket there by Justin Finkbein. Left side to Rex Leverett. Back outside it goes to Daniel Patch. Over on the right to Troy Homan. Troy dribbles in. Back to Patch. Left to Landon Post. Back outside to Rex Leverett. And Tri-Village knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be given to the Indians right in front of the scorer's table. Rex Leverett will toss it in here. Want to send our good wishes to Brian Patch, who's a little under the weather tonight, we understand. Brian will try to bring home a victory for you. There's a Landon Post shot that's blocked by Tri-Village. Patriots have the ball in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. There's a shot from the just inside the key. Two-pointer good by Tri-Village's Wilson Suggs. He needs two more points to hit 1,000. I imagine they'll stop the game tonight when that happens. Troy Homan on the left side to Rex Leverett. He'll bomb the three. Good. Bingo. Rex Leverett drills a three. It's our first basket of the evening. Makes it 7-3 now. Tri-Village on top. And there was a foul called there on Tri-Village. It was called on the Patriots' Tanner Prince. Here's Troy Homan, left side shot. Hey, it goes down. Troy Homan drills a three and makes it 7-6. a one-point lead for Tri-Village. Here's a jumper from just inside the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes down to Troy Homan. Missing that shot was Wilson Suggs. Again, that would have been his 1,000th point of his career, but he didn't hit it. Left side, Rex Leverett. It's no good. Rebound comes down. Picked up by Tri-Village with the ball. Dalton DeLong. He'll drive and score. And nobody shut him down. Just let him drive in. He has 5 points on the night now. He's averaging 10.3 on the season. 9-6, Tri-Village in the lead. There's Daniel Patch on the three on the right. No good. And we have a foul called on Tri-Village. That's going to be called on Wilson Suggs. Wilson Suggs gets nailed for the foul. Troy Homan passing into Rex Leverett. Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery trails 9-6. Daniel Patch inside. He lays it off the glass and in. Daniel Patch gets a pair. And that makes the score now 9-8. We're down by only one. Here's a jumper up, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebound Tri-Village, though. Inside, back outside. Three-point shot. It's good. Dalton DeLong drills a three. He has 8 points on the evening, and it's 12-8. Tri-Village with a four-point lead here in the first quarter. Here's Troy Homan off the glass and in. Hey, Troy with two baskets here in the first quarter. 5 points for him. And Fort Recovery stole the ball away. Turnover on Tri-Village. Cale Rammel comes across the timeline. Over to Troy Homan. Daniel Patch goes inside to Rex. He puts it up and in. Daniel Patch gets the assist. Rex Leverett the layup. All tied at 12-12. Fast and furious first quarter here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Left side, back outside it goes. Back on the left, around the horn on the right for Tri-Village. Game's tied, 12-12. Inside it goes, back outside. There's a shot up and no good by Dalton DeLong. Rebound Tri-Village. Well, we don't like that. Giving them a second opportunity there. Out front is Dalton DeLong. He'll pass over here to Camden Cook. Now here's a pass inside. It's up and good. It will count. Give that to Justin Finkbein, his second basket of the night. The foul is going to be called on, let's see who it is. Call the foul on Troy Homan, number one on Troy. It's up and good by Finkbein. He's got 5 points on the evening now. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Here's a three-point shot by Rex Leverett. It's no good on a long one. Rebound Tri-Village. Down it comes. There's Suggs. Up and good. Wilson Suggs just scored his 1,000th point of his high school career. And timeout is called as they're going to recognize Wilson here for his 1,000th point. I'm sure he'll get the basketball as a keepsake. Congratulations. 1,000 points again for Wilson Suggs. That's quite an accomplishment for anybody. Of course, Cale Rammel had that the other day for us. Fans taking photos. Wilson came up, hugged his parents up here. That's a tearjerker. Way to go, Wilson. Good move. Wilson Suggs came up here in the stands right next to me, and his parents are sitting right here. Gave him a big hug. They've given him a lot of support over the years. So that's out of the way for him. It's 17-12 now. Tri-Village leading by five. Outside it goes. Rex Leverett. Here's Guggenbiller firing a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Landon Post. Post back outside to Rex Leverett. Into Cale Rammel. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Cale Rammel has yet to score here in the ballgame. 2:18 to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Pass goes inside. With the ball there was Finkbein. Now inside, it's up, no good. Block shot by the Indians of Dalton DeLong's shot inside. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Outside with it is Reese Guggenbiller. He just came back last weekend after being out with an injury. Landon Post, left side. Cale Rammel sets on a three. Yes. There we go. Cale Rammel drills a three. That makes it 17-15. Indians down by two. Tri-Village with the basketball out front. Here's a shot by Suggs. Blocked by Daniel Patch. But Tri-Village got it back. Back outside it goes. Tri-Village Patriots leading 17-15 with the ball. Here is Suggs. Almost traveled. They didn't call it on him. Back outside it goes to Justin Finkbein. A minute 10 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Down low to Finkbein. He falls down. It's picked up, though, by Camden Cook. On the left, back to Finkbein. Underneath, puts it up. Blocked. Rebound comes to Camden Cook, and he lays it in. Cook gets his first basket of the game and makes it 19-15. Tri-Village by four. Here is Cale Rammel on a three. Missed it. Rebound comes to Finkbein of Tri-Village. Down they come quickly. They like to gun it up there, that's for sure. Shot's no good from the corner. Missing that basket for the Patriots was Tanner Prince. And Fort Recovery has the ball. Looks like we might take the last shot, trailing 19-15. 20 seconds left on the scoreboard clock here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a great lineup of handicapped medical equipment in their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And the Indians threw it away. Down comes Tri-Village. Here's a shot up and good by Wilson Suggs. He drains a three. That gives him a total of 10. That gives him a total of 7 points in the first quarter for Wilson Suggs. So the score at the quarter break, it's 22-19, Indians of Fort Recovery. I'm sorry, I wish it was. It's 22-15, Fort Recovery trailing the Tri-Village Patriots by seven here at the quarter break. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know, here's a reminder, Calp Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours each weeknight. For your convenience, Monday through Thursday until 7 and Friday evenings until 6 p.m. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 right after we pause for this commercial word from our friends at Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here we go with the second quarter of play brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Left side it goes to Alex Deuce, who's in the game. Back outside, Reese Guggenbiller. There's Riggs Toby, who's also in the game. Shot from the right side. It's good by Alex Deuce on a three. Alex Deuce drains a three-pointer. His first basket this evening, as he just got in the game a moment ago. And it's 22-18. Indians cut the lead to four. Tri-Village with the ball. Over on the left side, back out top. There's Trey Sagister, the son of the head coach. Left side, there's a jumper up, no good by the 1,000-point kid, Wilson Suggs, and Fort Recovery got the rebound. Here comes Troy Homan down across the timeline. Troy had a couple of baskets in that first quarter. Right side it goes to Alex Deuce. Out to Reese Guggenbiller between the circles. Dribbling the basketball. Now works his way to the left. Stops. Feeds back outside. Troy Homan. Alex Deuce on the right. There's Riggs. There's Reese Guggenbiller. Over to Riggs Toby. Down low, Cale Rammel. Good. Cale Rammel had the opening and drove the left baseline and puts it in, making it 22-20. It's a two-point lead for Tri-Village, and Fort Recovery back on defense here. They need to get tough. Here's a three-point shot, no good, and rebound comes to Cale Rammel. And we have a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery calls timeout here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
By the way, I might mention, in case we have any Jay County folks listening in tonight, the Jay schools are closed for tomorrow already. Jay County schools have closed for tomorrow. Have not heard anything from Fort Recovery yet. Troy Homan with the ball. On the left side, it goes to Alex Deuce. Deuce will pass in the corner. Reese Guggenbiller back outside, and there's a foul inside, I think, on Cale Rammel. Yep, number one on Cale. Some jostling around going on inside there. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. They're our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Tri-Village with the ball. Here's a shot up from the right side. No good. Rebound Tri-Village. Missing that shot a moment ago was Wilson Suggs. Inside to Finkbein. Now it goes over here on the left to Sagister, and underneath it's up and good. I believe that was Seth Cook scoring his first basket for Tri-Village. That makes it 24-20 now. Tri-Village up by four, and there is a foul called on the Patriots. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, and the scoreboard does read Fort Recovery trailing Tri-Village 24-20. Daniel Patch outside. He will fire a three and got it. Daniel Patch drills a three from the top of the key, and that makes it now 24-23. It's only a one-point lead for the Tri-Village Patriots, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be called on Alex Deuce. Third team foul for the Indians. Throwing the ball in here for Tri-Village will be Dalton DeLong. There's Sagister firing a three. He missed it. Rebound Daniel Patch. Patch goes over to Troy Homan on the right. Daniel Patch on the left, and there's an offensive foul. I think maybe an illegal screen called on Reese Guggenbiller. Reese Guggenbiller gets called for the foul. So the Indians give up the ball. They had a chance to go in the lead there, and now they'll be back on defense, trailing by one. 24-23, 4:51 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Down comes Tri-Village with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes. That's Dalton DeLong back outside to Sagister. Down low to Finkbein. Finkbein gets it back. He puts it up and in. Nice move by Justin Finkbein. It gives them a total now of seven on the night. Fort Recovery with the ball, trailing here by three, and they almost threw it away, and they did. Turnover on the Indians, and there's a foul called on Landon Post. Out of bounds to Tri-Village. It's going to be Dalton DeLong tossing the ball in here. 26-23, 4:16 to go in the first half of play. Indians have played pretty well here. Just not quite good enough to take the lead yet. And there's an offensive foul on Tri-Village. That's going to be whistled on... I think that was... Let's see who they say. That was on Camden Cook, they say. So Camden Cook gets called for the foul, his first. Indians have the ball. Full court press for Tri-Village. Troy Homan brings it down across the timeline. Over to the left side. Back out Daniel Patch. There's Troy Homan on the left to Rex Lever out top. On the left to Cale Rammel. Daniel Patch on the right. Goes down low to Rex Leverett. Rex will feed to Cale Rammel. There's a foul called on Tri-Village. That's going to be whistled on Logan Call. Logan Call gets nailed for the foul. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass is thrown away by the Indians. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Tri-Village with the basketball. Back outside it goes. There's Finkbein. He'll pass over to Sagister. Trey Sagister, the son of the coach. And we have a foul call now on Landon Post of Fort Recovery. Number two on Landon. He's going to have to be careful here. See if Coach Bob Leverett decides to leave him in the game or not. 26-23, Indians down by three. Tri-Village with the ball, 3:28 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Sagister with it on the left, and there's a foul called on Rex Leverett. And Sagister will go to the line with one and one. He's only a freshman, Sagister is. He is really a string bean for sure. Really thin kid. Puts it up, and it's good. That makes it 27-23, Tri-Village by four. One more for Trey Sagister. Up, and it is good again. He got them both. Those are his first points of the game. And it's 28-23, and the ball is kicked by Tri-Village. Kicked by Sagister. So Fort Recovery will have it on the near sideline. Landon Post will toss it in. Comes in to Cale Rammel. Cale's been held to only 5 points this evening. Outside Landon Post. Goes to Cale Rammel. Turns, fires, and misses. I think it went off Fort Recovery. Yep, it did. Cale had a three-pointer and a two-pointer for his 5 points this evening. Bringing it up the court is Dalton DeLong. We will pass in along the lane, back outside. Sagister with it. Over to DeLong. Back to Sagister. Back to Dalton DeLong. He'll feed down low to Finkbein. Back outside. Tried to find Suggs, but he overthrew him, and Fort Recovery comes up with the ball on the turnover. Here's Landon Post. Yes, indeedy. Landon Post gets a three-point basket, and that's his first basket of the ball game, making it 28-26, only a two-point game. Indians hanging right in there with a very fine Tri-Village team. They're 11-4 on the year. They lost in overtime to Troy Christian last weekend. Outside it goes. That's Dalton DeLong. He'll pass over on the left. Here is Wilson Suggs. He'll fire a three and miss it. Rebound tipped deep, and it's tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Camden Cook of Tri-Village. So Fort Recovery will keep the ball, or will get the ball. Rex Leverett will toss it in. Down comes Troy Homan with the basketball. Left side it goes. Rex Leverett He'll drive down the lane, up and no good. It rolled off of there. Rebound. Oh, that's double dribble, yeah. Double dribble called once again on Tri-Village there. 1:36 remaining here in the first half of play. K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Landon Post over on the right to Troy Homan. Back out to Landon. Back on the right to Troy Homan. Homan sets on a three. A little short, no good. Rebound comes to Finkbein of Tri-Village. Down it goes, up and good, and there's going to be offensive foul called on Tri-Village's Wilson Suggs. That was kind of a controversial call, I will say. That could have gone either way, but Suggs got called for the foul. It was a break for Fort Recovery. 1:15 remaining. Indians only down by two with the basketball. Cale Ramo will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Back to receive the ball is Troy Homan and Riggs Toby. And there is Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller actually gets the basketball. Passes back to Rammel, who brings it down. He'll pass on the left to Troy Homan. Back to Reese Guggenbiller around the horn. Right side in the corner to Riggs Toby. Back outside. On the left it goes. There's Reese Guggenbiller with it to Troy Homan. Homan backs up. Feeds on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese dribbling the ball. There is Riggs Toby. Tried to go down the lane. It's tipped away from him. Stolen by Tri-Village. There's a layup. And they missed the layup. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. They missed the layup, but they very alertly were able to knock the ball out to one of their fellow teammates. And it's 31 seconds left inside. They missed another layup. That is no good that time by Tanner Prince. And there's a foul called on Tri-Village. I think that's going to be called, I believe, on Dalton DeLong. No, it's not on Dalton. Yes, it is. Dalton DeLong picks up his second foul. Cale Ramble at the free throw line for the Indians here. He could tie the game. First one's up and good. That makes it 28-27. Cale now has 6 points on the night, looking for number seven. And it's good again. So Cale Ramble ties the game at 28-28 with 21 seconds to go here in the first half. Tri-Village is going to try to take the last shot. Right side it goes to Sagister. Trey Sagister will pass over on the right. It goes down low and stolen away by Cale Ramble. They're going to say a foul called on Tri-Village. Yep. Foul is going to be called on Tri-Village on Tanner Prince. And that's going to be 1-1 for the Indians here with 6.8 seconds to go. Now we can take the lead, and guess who's at the line? Cale Ramel. Should I just mark two up here? He was perfect a moment ago. 1-1 here for Cale. Up, and it is good. He will have one more. It is good again. 4-for-4 for Cale Ramel, and Fort Recovery has the lead. There is a three-point basket. Good at the gun on a travel as Dalton DeLong actually traveled with the ball, and he hit a three-pointer, banked in a three at the gun to end the first half. That was El Lucko there, that's for sure. And for Dalton DeLong, he has now a total of 11 points on the evening to lead his team in scoring. Again, if you tuned in late, Wilson Suggs hit his 1,000th point of his high school career. He was recognized. The game was stopped, and he was recognized here this evening for that. Again, he did a very nice thing, came up in the stands, hugged his parents after the game was stopped. And he is a happy kid tonight, I'm sure. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. You know, for outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, See K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll return with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. See Larry Brown across the way. He is wherever Fort Recovery is participating in something, he is there. He has been a loyal trooper in supporting the kids of their school, of this school and their activities. Again, he just announced his retirement resignation. He'll be retiring at the end of the current school year. That's Mr. Larry Brown, our superintendent here at Fort Recovery. Well, let's look at the junior varsity game. I don't really want to. Wow. What a domination by Tri-Village in the JV game. It was 24-4 at the end of the first quarter. 43-19 at halftime, Tri-Village led. And the final score, we had a running clock in the second half. Final score was 71-40. The Fort Recovery Indians losing to Tri-Village. According to my announcer friends over here from Tri-Village, they said they have now won 59 games in a row in JV basketball. 59 games in a row. Wow. For Fort Recovery, we were led tonight in scoring on the JV side by Mason Diller with 10. 8 points for Briggs Overman. 7 for Gavin Evers. It was 6 points for Alex Garkey. 4 points for Hayden Seifering. 3 points for Eli Leonards. And then Caden Greasy chipped in with 2. For Tri-Village, we had Reed Weir had a total tonight of 8 points on the evening. It was Kaysen Hollinger with 8 points on the night. Trey Homan had 6 points on 2 threes. Luke Linkhouse had a total of 8 points on the night. And then it was Jaden Hollinger with a whole bunch of points. Jaden had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. Had him with 19 points unofficially on the night. It was Logan DeLong with 6 points on 3 twos. And then Noah Finkbein, I'm assuming that's the brother of Justin. Noah had a bunch of points tonight as well. He had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. I believe he ended up with about 14 points on the night for Noah Finkbein. So a lot of scoring there for Tri-Village as they clobber our Indians tonight by a score. Again, a 71-40. They are, I believe, they're 15-0 on the year now and have won 59 straight junior varsity games for Tri-Village. Fort Recovery's junior varsity, they dropped to a record of 8-8 8-8 on the season. Fort Recovery's varsity comes in the game tonight with a record of 9-6. And Tri-Village has a record of 11-4 at the varsity level. At the half, Tri-Village on a three-pointer right at the gun took the lead at halftime, and they lead 31-30 at the moment. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. They're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Giving you the individual scorings for the varsity teams here at halftime. Fort Recovery has excellent balance tonight, led by Cale Rammel with 9. And he got off to kind of a slow start. Again, 9 points for Cale Rammel. 5 points apiece for Troy Homan, for Rex Leverett, and for Daniel Patch. 3 points each for Alex Deuce and Landon Post. For your total of, again, at the halftime here, Fort Recovery trailing 31-30 to the Tri-Village Patriots. At the Tri-Village side, they had a total of 7 points for Wilson Suggs, who hit his 1,000th point tonight. Dalton DeLong had 11. Trace Agaster had 2 points. Seth Cook with 2 points. Camden Cook had 2 at halftime. And we had a total of 7 points for Justin Finkbein. Again, 31-30, Tri-Village leading Fort Recovery by 1 here at the half. We'll be back with the second half of play coming up in just a moment right after this.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, here we go with the second half of play. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in good old Fort Recovery. Also in nearby St. Henry. You'll also find Cooper Farms locations over in Rossburg and Coldwater. Tri-Village with the ball, leading by 1, 31-30. Down at the free throw line, over on the right side it goes to Wilson Suggs back out top. Dalton DeLong with it over to Suggs. He'll hand it off to Braden Keating. He's in the game now. Around the horn on the left. Tri-Village being very deliberate here. Right side it goes. Around the horn on the left to Suggs. Back out, top of the key. Three-point shot is good by Dalton DeLong. It's 14 points for him on the night now. Fort Recovery will bring it up. Troy Homan works his way up across the timeline over to Rex Leverett. Daniel Patch, three-point shot. Oh, it's no good off the mark. Rebound chased down by Landon Post. K.O. Rammel on the right. Back outside it goes to Troy Homan. There's Daniel Patch to Landon Post. And he threw it away. K.O. Rammel cut towards the bucket, and Landon Post was not expecting that, and he threw it away. This is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. Don't forget to stay tuned tomorrow for all of our announcements for you. There's a shot up and good by their star, Wilson Suggs. That makes a score now. 36-30 as they've scored the first 5 points of the second half of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Left side, Troy Homan into Rex Leverett. He misses it, blocked. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. Picking up the loose ball there was Braden Keating. Now Suggs with the ball. The pass underneath. They took it back outside, and there's a three-point shot. Good. Scoring on that play was Braden Keating, and the Patriots of Tri-Village off to a flying start here in the third quarter, outscoring us 8-0 now in this third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Here's Landon Post. He's going to be called for a charge. Landon became airborne and crashed right in to Braden Keating. That's number three on Logan, and he goes out of the game. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery trailing 39-30.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Tri-Village with the basketball. Right side it goes to Suggs. Back out top, there's DeLong firing a three, and he misses. Rebound, K.O. Rammel of Fort Recovery. K.O. brings it down across the timeline. Passing to Daniel Patch. Over on the right it goes to Troy Homan. Back out to Patch, top of the key. Left side. Riggs or Reese Guggenbiller with it. Over to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling the ball in the left wing. Now back outside to K.O. Rammel. Lobs it into Patch, and he is fouled on the play. Daniel will go to the free throw line with two shots. Nice job by Troy Homan getting him the ball. So Daniel Patch will toss it in here. Where's number 21? It's up and it's good. That is our first point of the second half. 39-31 now. Indians down by 8. And that is no good. A little bit too long. And tipped around, and coming down with the ball is Camden Cook of Tri-Village. Over to DeLong, back to Cook. On the left side it goes. Back outside to Suggs. DeLong on the right. Back outside. Here is a shot up by DeLong. No good on a three, and a pile of bodies all over the place. Who are they going to call the foul on? I think Tri-Village.
Foul number four, Wilson Suggs, his fourth.
Yep. It's called called on Wilson Suggs, and that's his fourth foul. And he goes out of the game. That's a big foul for him. I'm surprised he left him in there with three fouls like that this early in the second half, but he did. And now they're paying for it because he's going to be on the bench for a while. Here's Troy Holman, has the ball stolen away from him by Braden Keating. Down comes Tri-Village, and there's a ball knocked out of bounds. No, they say Tri-Village just lost it out of bounds. Tri-Village lost it out of bounds. Indians have the basketball. Troy Holman out near the center circle. On the left, there's Rex Leverett, and he drills a three. Rex Leverett hits a three, and that makes it 39-34. Back to a five-point game. Out front with the ball, that was Camden Cook. He passes off to DeLong. DeLong backs it up near the center circle. On the left to Trey Sagister. Sagister came in a moment ago. There's an offensive foul on Justin Finkbein. Finkbein gets called for an offensive foul. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Here comes the inbounds pass to Kale Rammel. Rex Leverett out to Troy Holman, brings it across the timeline. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Inside to Kale Rammel, back out to Daniel Patch. On the left to Rex Leverett. Here's Troy Holman driving in the lane, off the back of the rim, no good. Had a great shot, just wouldn't go. Down comes Tri-Village with the ball. And out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to Tri-Village. You know, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater here in this area. Tri-Village with the ball, leading by five, 39-34. DeLong out front, on the left to Sagister. Back out to DeLong, dribbling the ball. Passes over here to Braden Keating. Now on the left it goes. Logan Call in the game now. He will feed on the left over here to Keating. To Call, Sagister, back out front it goes. DeLong gets the ball on the left, back outside. Tri-Village kind of acts like they're just eating the clock here. And here is a shot from out. Good. Seth Cook hitting a three-point basket. And that makes it 42-34. Lead is back to eight for Tri-Village. Here's Troy Holman. And stolen away by Tri-Village. Sagister puts it up and in. Justin Finkbein stole that ball away, knocked it away, and then he fed Trey Sagister, who lays it in for the basket. He has 4 points tonight now, Sagister does. And makes it 44-34, back to a 10-point lead. 1:53 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, and timeout is called by Coach Bobby Leverett. Timeout in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Fort Recovery trailing 44-34. We'll be back in a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, Tri-Village is always a great team, providing a lot of competition. They're 11-4 on the year coming into the game tonight. They were 11-3, but Troy Christian beat them in overtime last weekend. 44-34. Indians down by 10 with the ball. Reese Guggenbiller with it. Works his way to the right, back to the left, top of the key. Feeds over on the left wing to Troy Homan. Here's Daniel Patch. Tries to feed inside to Homan, and the pass is intercepted by Tri-Village. Here's Sagister. Back outside, there's DeLong. Three-point shot, good. And Dalton DeLong hits a three. He's got 17 points on the night now for Tri-Village. He's averaging 10.3 on the year. There's Cale Rammel on a three. He drains it. Nice shot by Cale. That gives him a total now of 12 points on the night. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Another shot by Sagister from the corner. It's no good. I guess they just gave Cale a two on that instead of a three. So Cale has 11 points on the night. Here's a foul called on Tri-Village. It's called on Braden Keating. Riggs Toby at the line for the Indians. Chuck Rohr is doing the PA tonight. This one's up and good. Riggs Toby gets his first basket of the evening. He'll have one more. First point of the evening. Dribbles the ball. It is good. Makes a score 47-38 now. And foul on Cale Rammel. That's number three on him. I'll take that back. It's only his second, so that's a good thing. We're in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's 47-38. Indians down here. Here's a pass inside. Finkbein, it's good. Justin Finkbein lays it in. That makes a score 49-38 now, an 11-point lead for Tri-Village. Dribbling the ball, puts it up, and it is good. Finkbein has a total now of 10, I think. Marked down his free throw here. Ball's loose, and Tri-Village stole it away. 9 seconds to go. Here's a shot up. Good. Scoring on the play for Tri-Village was Logan Call. Lays it in, and that makes a score 52-38 with 6.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Coach Bobby Leverett I see what happened. Cale Rammel went down. And they called the time because of the injury. He gets up holding his neck. That's not good. Hopefully he's okay. Cale will go to the locker room. Hopefully we'll get him back. It's a 14-point game now, 52-38. 6.6 seconds to go. Tri-Village leading the Indians. It was only 1 point at halftime. Here's a pass down to Alex Deuce. Rex Leverett gets the ball back, puts it up, and no good, and that's the end of the quarter. 52 for Tri-Village, 38 for Fort Recovery. So that was a bad quarter for us. We got outscored 21-8 in that third quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter coming up in just a moment.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And there's going to be a foul called on Tri-Village as we resume action here. Yeah, it was called on Logan Call got called for the foul. Indians have the ball. Up and no good by Reese Guggenbiller, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Reese will go to the line. He has yet to score here this evening. Riggs Guggenbiller at the line wearing number 3. It's good. Riggs missed most of the season with an injury, but came back last weekend, I believe it was. Up and good again. Got them both. Reese is a junior. He'll be back next year. Tri-Village with the ball. Full court press for Fort Recovery. Knocked away by Rex Leverett, but Tri-Village got it back. There's DeLong with it. He dribbles, and he's going to be fouled by Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller called for the foul. DeLong will toss it in here now for Tri-Village. That's Dalton DeLong. Here is the handoff underneath, up and good by Finkbein. Justin Finkbein makes it 54-40 now. Patriots of Tri-Village in the lead here in the fourth quarter. Landon Post on a 3. It goes down. Bingo for Landon Post. He drills a 3. That's 6 points now for Landon on the night. There's Sackstetter up and no good for Tri-Village. Finkbein got the rebound. Whoops, a collision, and who's going to get the foul? Going to call it on Trey Sagister gets called for the foul. Again, his father is Josh Sagister, the head coach at Tri-Village. At the line goes Riggs Toby for the Indians. He was up there one other time, hit on 2 out of 2. Indians trail by 11. Still plenty of time. 6:53 to go in the game. Up and no good. Now we need to hit those. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. There's Suggs with the basketball. Again, he got his 1,000th point tonight in his high school career. They stopped the game and recognized him. Right side, back out to Suggs. Over on the left it goes. Now there's Finkbein in the lane. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound, Logan Post. Logan brings it down over to... Well, there goes in the corner to Rex Leverett, who hits a 3. Rex Leverett drills a 3 in the corner. That was a tough shot for Rex. That gives him a total now of 11 points on the evening. That makes it 54-46, only an 8-point game. We're coming back here. Tri-Village, out front it goes to Wilson Suggs. Over to Finkbein, around the horn. Suggs gets it back on the right, lost the ball, picks it back up, feeds back outside to Finkbein, and there's timeout called by Tri-Village. Tri-Village calls timeout with the ball. They lead 54-46 here in the fourth quarter. 5:45 to go in the game. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and Jay Country 101 right after we pause for this break.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Once again, you're listening to Jay Country 101 WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, for recovery basketball. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up by Finkbein and good. Justin Finkbein scores and gives him a total now of here's a shot from the top of the key, three-pointer. Checking out and see who that was. That was for Fort Recovery, that was Reese Guggenbiller who got the three, giving him 5 points on the night, and the Indians just stole the ball. Here's Guggenbiller. He hit another three. Reese Guggenbiller with two straight threes, and that makes it a four-point game, 56-52. Indians on the comeback here. DeLong with it over at the center circle. With the ball there is Braden Keating. Here's an outside shot. Good. Three-point basket by Braden Keating. That's his second three of the night. Timeout Tri-Village. 4:43 to go in the game. It's 59-52. Indians trail by seven. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Reese Guggenbiller bringing the Indians back here with two straight threes. And the lead is only five, 59-52. And here's Cale Ramble coming back in the game. That's good news. They had him in the locker room checking him out after he fell and hurt his neck. Cale Ramble will toss in to Troy Homan. Full court pressure here for Tri-Village. They lead 59-52. Rex Leverett on the left. It goes to Reese Guggenbiller. Back on the right. There's a shot by Leverett. No good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Racing down. Around the horn. Back outside it goes to DeLong. Guarded by Cale Ramel. Now he passes off on the left over here to Tanner Prince. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Fort Recovery. 4:09 left in the game. Indians down by five. Down by seven, I should say. 59-52. They were only trailing by four a moment ago. And there's an offensive foul on Tri-Village. Gonna call that foul on Tanner Prince. I honestly didn't see where, be quite honest about it, I didn't see what that was, but the official calls the fouls, and we got a break. Rex Leverett with the ball, down he comes. He will pass down to Cale Ramble. Cale goes down, Rex Leverett picks it up, and timeout's called by Bobby Leverett. Timeout, Bobby Leverett with 3:56 to go in the basketball game. Indians trailing 59-52. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. This game's not over yet. Indians do trail, though, 59-52 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Let's get the ball in the hands of Reese Guggenbiller again here. Pass comes in to Troy Holman. On the left side it goes to Rex Leverett. Landon Post on the wing. In to Cale Rammel. Up and good. Cale Rammel getting a two-point basket. And that makes it 59-54, a five-point game. Finkbein, and it's tipped out of bounds by Cale Rammel. Boy, Mr. Hustle there, Cale Rammel, that is for sure. Here we go with the inbounds pass. And a foul's called on Rex Leverett. They say he was bodying up against Tanner Prince. Not the 1-1 yet. Inbounds pass comes to Wilson Suggs. He'll hand it off. Ball's loose. And we have a foul called on DeLong of Tri-Village. And going to the line will be Troy Homan. So DeLong, Dalton DeLong called for a foul. 59-54. Free throws up by Troy. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Finkbein. They're going to call a foul on Landon Post. Landon Post picks up a foul. Number four on Landon. That was the first time that Troy has been able to go to the line tonight. Here's a pass up the court. And a nice drive by Suggs, blocked by Cale Rammel. Here is Riggs Toby. Troy Homan back outside. Rex Leverett to Landon Post. Right side it goes to Riggs Toby, and it's underneath and knocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. Wilson Suggs will go out, and coming back in is Trey Sagister. Sagister is only a freshman for this Tri-Village team. Tri-Village's junior varsity team won their 59th consecutive game tonight, beating Fort Recovery soundly, 71-40. Oh, Fort Recovery threw it away. Tri-Village with the basketball. Up they come across the timeline. Here's a pass down on the left. There's Finkbein. He drives the lane and puts it up and in. Justin Finkbein, 6'5", Justin Finkbein drives the lane and puts it in. He has 17 points now on the night. Here's Landon Post. Turnaround's no good. There's a foul call on Finkbein. How many is that on him? At the line will be Cale Rammel. Be a double bonus here for Cale. Finkbein's second personal foul. Free throws up and good by Cale. He is perfect from the line tonight at 5 out of 5. He has one more coming here. 61-55. And it's good again. 61-56. It's a five-point game again. Tri-Village with the lead. Right side to Sagister. Back outside it goes to DeLong. Dribbling the ball against Landon Post. DeLong tries to feed inside. Stolen away by Cale Rammel. Come on, Cale. It's up and good. Cale Rammel lays it in. And that makes it 61-58. It's a three-point game with 1:57 to go. Indian fans want a double dribble there, but didn't get the call. Here's a right side shot. That's up and good by Tri-Village. Braden Keating getting the layup, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's called on K.O. Rammel. This will be Keating's first time at the line tonight. It's now 63-58, a five-point game. And the free throw's no good. Rebound for recovery. Rex Leverett. That came way down in and out. Landon Post goes to the right side. And it's going to be Fort Recovery's basketball. Tri-Village almost stole it away, but they went out of bounds with it. So Rex Leverett will toss it in. 63-58, a minute 38 to go in the game. This is still anybody's game. Landon Post on a three. No good, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Keating. He'll feed down to Finkbein. Back outside, there's Sagister. Now over to DeLong. DeLong will feed to Keating on the left. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Reaching in. It's on Cale Rammel. Number four on Cale. Well, we really don't want to lose him here. A minute 19 to go. Still a possible win here. It's a five-point difference. Keating puts it up. No good. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. And now it's stolen by Finkbein. There's going to be a foul called on who? Rex Leverett gets called for the foul. Rex Leverett gets called for the foul. The Tri-Village coach wanted an intentional foul because that was going to be an easy layup for the Patriots. Here comes Daniel Patch in, and Troy Holman will go out. How about a couple threes, Daniel? What do you think? 1:13 left, still time. Finkbein at the free throw line. Lets it fly, and it's no good. Missed it again. Oh, he got his own rebound and puts it up and in. How can that happen? He got his own rebound and puts it back up and in. And there's Rex Leverett scoring for Fort Recovery, and he's fouled. Rex Leverett right underneath. Boy, what a wild finish we're having here. Rex Leverett has 13 points on the night now. 65-60. Leverett at the line. And it's up and no good. Big miss there. Finkbein got the rebound. Foul's called on Fort Recovery. We'll walk to the other end. Troy Holman gets called for the foul. Well, the Indians were way behind here in this second half, but came back, got to within four. We're only trailing by five at the moment. But Keating is at the line, Braden Keating for Tri-Village. It'll be two shots, and he got the first one. He will have one more. That gives him 9 points on the evening. Has one more. No good on that one. Rebound Landon Post. Down comes Cale Rammel. On the left side it goes to Rex Leverett. No, that's not Rex. That's Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller fires. Misses the three this time. Goes out of bounds off of who? Off Tri-Village. Fort Recovery with the ball. 43 seconds. It's a six-point game. 66-60. There's a lob in to Cale Rammel. He hits a little five-footer right in front of the basket. Cale Rammel now with a total of 19 points on the night. He had 9 at halftime, and there's timeout called by Tri-Village. Tri-Village calls time. 66-62. Indians only down by 4. We'll be back in a moment. 30 seconds to go in the game.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Well, we are under a winter storm warning for tomorrow. Don't forget, snow will be coming in around 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, and it should be snowing all day tomorrow. Who knows? 4 to 8 to 9 inches of snow tomorrow. We'll see. Inbounds pass goes to Sagaster, and he is fouled by Troy Homan. Sagaster will go to the line. Trey Sagaster, a freshman. He is the son of the coach, who is Josh Sagaster. Dribbles the ball, eyes and flies, and it is good. That gives him 5 points on the evening. He will have one more. It's up, and it's good again. Got them both. Big free throws for the freshman. 68-62. Six-point lead. We can use a three here. Landon Post goes in, back outside to Cale. Fires a three. Got it! A three-pointer for Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel drills a three to cut the lead to 3 points with 17 seconds to go. Timeout is called by the Indians. Wow, what a finish. Hang in there. It's not over yet. We'll be back in a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
seconds left. Fort Recovery's down by only three at 68-65. Cale Rammel drills that one. Gives him a total of around 23 points on the evening. Let's see here. 5, 7, 9, 13, 15, and 7 more. 22 points on the evening for Cale Rammel. Here we go with the inbounds pass. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Not much time went off the clock, only about a second.
That's his fifth.
That was, unfortunately, the fifth foul, though, on Landon Post. So we lose Landon with 16 seconds to go. Sagaster will be at the line. That's not the guy we wanted up there. But maybe he'll miss one. He's got a double bonus here, so he's got two shots. All he really has to do is hit one, and that probably gives them the win, but not necessarily. Sagaster up, and he got that one. He'll have one more. bounces the ball, lets it fly. It's good again. Now we have a timeout for Tri-Village. 70-65 with 16 seconds to go. Indians with the ball and trailing by 5 points.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here we go, Fort Recovery with the ball. Come on, guys, need a three. Here's Cale Rammel on a three. No good. Rebound up, no good by Alex Dews, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two shots with 11 seconds to go. He gets these two. That'll cut it to 3 points. Alex Dews has 3 points on the night so far. Dribbles the ball. Lets it fly, and it is no good. That hurt. He has one more. Alex Deuce at the free throw line. As Alex is a junior. Puts it up, and he missed that one too. But the rebound, Rex Leverett. Now we've got a foul called on Tri-Village. Tri-Village gets called for a foul on the rebound. They're going to call that foul on Trey Sagister. Trey Sagister picks up the foul. And at the line will go Rex Leverett. It's up and good. He has one more. That gives him 14 points on the night now for Rex. This is also good. 15 points. For Rex Leverett, and there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Only about a second or two went off the clock. It's a three-point game now, 70-67, but Sagister's at the line. He's a good free thrower, as we found out. 70-67, 8 seconds to go in the game. Tri-Village at the line with two shots here. Sagister eyes the basket. Puts it up. It is no good off the back of the rim. That's what we needed. Let's hope he misses this one. That'll give us the ball. Chance to tie with a three. Sagister's got to be feeling a little bit of pressure here. The freshman knows if he misses this, Fort Recovery will have a chance to tie the game. Dribbles the ball. It's up, and it is good. He got it. Four-point game. Down comes Cale Rammel with the basketball. Three-point shot is no good. That's the rebound for Sagister, and he'll dribble out, and that's the game. 71-67. The Tri-Village Patriots win the game by only 4 points after they led by double digits here in the second half, but the Indians came back, made a game out of it, got back to within three, but that's all we could do. 71-67, a victory for Tri-Village. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. The things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, hope you enjoyed the game tonight. It was a thriller. The final score was 71-67, the Indians losing by 4 points to the Tri-Village Patriots. Bobby Leverett makes his way up here, and we'll see if we can get him on the radio. And hopefully you can hear. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Didn't have a chance to test that out, so you never know what you're going to get.
Yep, we're good.
Hey, well, got to give credit to the kids. They hung right in there and didn't hang it up after they got down by double figures.
Absolutely. You know, and that's kind of been, I mean, that's this group of players. You've seen them a lot this year, Rob. We don't quit. Showed some real grit there to, you know, going into the fourth quarter. I know they really kicked our butts in the third, and we battled back, made it a game. Did some really good things. I'm super proud of them. But, yeah, we're getting there, you know. We've lost a few games here lately, but I'm telling you, Rob, we're doing things better. We're doing things the way we want to do. It's a loss to a really good team, so we're going to learn from it. We're going to move forward and get ready for St. Henry on Friday.
Yeah, no cheapie in Tri-Village. They are what they are. They are always good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, their junior varsity teams won 59 games in a row.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, they've got great numbers, so, you know, those kids, that breeds competition, and if you want to play, you play hard.
That's absolutely true. Kale Rammel, he's okay, I hope.
Yeah, I think he's all right. Just kind of shooken up a little bit there.
He did lead you with 22. Rex Leverett, 15 points.
Yeah, you know, he's starting to get his groove. Big numbers from Reese Guggenbiller, too. You know, those were some big, huge threes that he hit down the stretch for us. One thing I thought we learned tonight, Rob, was now that we've got everybody back and have a full bench, is looks like we can press a little bit like we wanted to do early in the season. So hopefully that's something down the stretch here going in the tournament that we can use as a weapon.
Yeah, Reese Guggenbiller, very nice three-point shots there for you. Hopefully he can start doing that on a regular basis with you.
Well, he was our best three-point shooter this summer by far. I mean, he flat-out stroked it for us. So, to rest him those 4 weeks, we knew, okay, we'll get him some stamina back, and hopefully he can come back and get into that form. And tonight he had that form.
Anything you wish you would have done differently tonight?
Start the third quarter a little bit better. And maybe even start the, we started off slow. I think we spotted them 7 to start the game. And then we settled in a little bit, got back into it, was down 1 at halftime. And, yeah, we came out a little flat in the third quarter, and that's just not something you can do against a really good team. And then, and we chased them for a couple quarters after that.
Yeah, that third quarter was a toughie. They outscored us there 21-8
right
in that third quarter. So that's really where the game was probably won, to be quite honest.
Oh, absolutely.
About.
And we put up, I think, 29 in the fourth quarter. So, there's games where we hadn't scored 29 in three quarters. So, I've said it all along. As sooner or later, these shots are going to start to fall for our kids. And we're starting to get those legs here late in the season and starting to get that stroke. So, even though we lost, Rob, we're going to take some really good things out of this game and go into St. Henry fired up and ready to go.
Hey, you held Wilson Suggs to only 7. He's our leading scorer.
Right.
So that's a nice moment for him to get his 1,000th point.
Any time a kid puts that much effort in, and, as an individual, to get your 1,000th point, that's a big deal. So a great accomplishment for him.
And he brought a little tear to my eye. He came right up here and hugged Mom and Dad, who were standing right here in front of me. So that was that was a nice gesture by him, that's for sure. And Sagister, for a freshman, he's got ice water in his veins.
Yep, and believe me, we did not want to foul him. But guess what they're smart enough to do? Get him the ball each time, because they know he's a 90% free throw shooter. So kudos to Coach Sagister for getting their dude the ball that he knows can make free throws down the stretch. So, what can I say?
Well, you have to go to St. Henry on Friday.
Yep.
So what's the secret of winning that one?
Just playing within ourselves, to be honest with you. We've had some really good teams going to St. Henry and get beat just because of the whole St. Henry lore that we don't win in that gym very often. But these guys have played St. Henry tough their whole careers, all the way through junior high. So that doesn't even affect this group of players. They'll run a 2-2-1 back to the zone. They'll pack it in, and they're going to make us hit shots. And they're gonna not let us pound the ball into Kale and Daniel. So we'll have to be patient offensively and take care of the ball and shoot the ball well. So
okay,
the obvious things, right? Make the ball go in the hoop and play defense.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, I'm starting to get a little shaggy, but I'm not coming over tomorrow.
No, don't come over tomorrow unless you got 4-wheel drive.
Hey, thanks, Bobby.
Bye.
And
thanks, Rob.
Good luck on Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as they fall again to Tri-Village, 71-67. Tri-Village led 22-15 at the first quarter. At halftime, it was the Indians. They had come back and taken the lead, and then Tri-Village hit a three-pointer right at the gun of the second quarter to take a one-point lead at halftime, 31-30. And I don't think we ever got the lead back after that. Tri-Village jumped out to a big lead early on in the third quarter, led 52-38 after three, and again the final score, 71-67. The Tri-Village Patriots win by 4 points. For the Indians, they're led by Cale Rammel with 22. Rex Leverett had 15 points tonight. It was 8 for Reese Guggenbiller, including 2 big threes for Reese, chipping in with 6 points, Daniel Patch and Landon Post. 5 points for Troy Homan, 3 for Alex Deuce, and 2 points for Riggs Toby. For the Tri-Village Patriots, they were led in scoring this evening by Justin Finkbein with 18, 17 for Dalton DeLong. It was 9 for Wilson Suggs, and also Trey Sagister. I think I said we held him to 7, but he had 9 points. And again, Wilson Suggs did get his 1,000th point of his career here on the Fortside floor tonight. 5 points for Seth Cook. And then chipping in with 2 points was Camden Cook. And I don't think I mentioned Braden Keating. Keating had a nice game. He had 12 points in the game. So they had 3 guys in double figures. Justin Finkbein with 18, 17 for Dalton DeLong, and Braden Keating with 12. And then almost in double figures, Wilson Suggs with 9 and Trey Sagister with 9 points. That's going to wrap it up for us this evening. Hope you folks enjoyed the broadcast. Just a reminder, the Jay schools are closed tomorrow in anticipation of the storm coming in. Again, the Jay schools are closed for tomorrow. Our next Fort Recovery broadcast on Thursday, we hope Fort Recovery will be hosting St. Henry in girls basketball here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And then we'll have the game on Saturday with Troy Christian and the Fort Recovery girls. That'll be a 12:45 start time. Please note that's kind of a strange start time, 12:45 on Saturday afternoon for the Fort Recovery girls and Troy Christian girls basketball game. For our studio producers this evening, Chase Kaiser of FortRecoveryRadio.com, also Eric Catterly of the radio station. Neil Spencer was here, too, of FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery. Again, that disappointing final score. It was Tri-Village 71, Fort Recovery 67.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on Jay Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country.